You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. I have Amanda Shea with me here today.
Yo, yo.
1 second, the board's screwed up. I got to get your mic. No, I know, it's screwed up. I don't know what Skybar is doing.
Hello? Oh, hi.
I've got Amanda Shea here with me today.
Now I got my yo-yo. Okay, cool. We good.
You got that? Thomas is going to edit it, so it's going to sound like we did it right.
Word. Shout out Thomas. That's my guy.
Yeah. Shout out everyone tuned in live as well. We're on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford right now. You can also get us online at lfodradio.com every Tuesday night, 9 p.m., spinning records, talking to artists, etc., etc. If you're listening on the podcast, we got over 140 episodes out now for you to catch up on. That includes the alumni cipher. That includes a ton of artists, including a bunch we have in here today. That includes Bakari JB talking about what Hoop Hop is.
My guy.
You can hear that on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, LFODradio.com, pretty much wherever. Today we have The Champs Mass Apparel from Hoop Hop 2019. This was the sixth year in a row, second at the Roxbury YMCA, and I believe it's Mass Apparel's first victory. They took the chip back from Scope, so shout out to them. We'll be bringing them on in a minute. Got a few of them here, a few on the way. And then we got interviews with a ton of artists coming up, so stay tuned for those. You can reach out to us, submissions@lfodradio.com. If you're an artist and you want to send us some clean records so we can check out your music so we can play it, we're going to be playing a lot of records over the next month or so. And then, you know, building and doing interviews, etc. If you're tuned in, let us know at @LFODRadio with an underscore on Twitter, @LFODRadio everywhere else, #LFODRadio. And we got to shout out the Alumni Cypher sponsors one more time. Rec Shop Movement, Table Manners DJs, Rap Night, the Bridge Sound and Stage, and all of y'all. And shout out to our patrons as well. If you want to learn more about how to get involved there, patreon.com/LFODLife. We're going to be giving away some tickets on there as well this week and on our social media too, so definitely check those out. We got Duce Palooza tickets for next Friday. It's fabulous. Static Selecta, Where's Nasty, Super Smash Bros. So, yeah. At the Paradise.
Word. I'm excited.
You want to go to Duce Palooza?
Wait, you said you were giving away tickets.
Yeah, but do you want to go?
Is that even a question?
I'm asking.
Yes.
I didn't know if you turned up like that.
What? Are you really?
I've never seen you drink Duce. Last time I saw you, you were drinking like Moscato.
Okay, first of all, it was Prosecco. Don't play yourself. Second of all, I am not a huge alcoholic consumer.
Okay.
I'm more of what you call like a social drinker. But yeah, I could turn up. Duce is bomb.
It's good.
It's actually better than Henny. Like smoother.
We've got, so when we bring Chatham on, he's a cognac connoisseur, so he'll be down
like,
to discuss.
I like Cavarsier, and I also like, I don't know how to pronounce the name, but I'll get back to you on that, because like, I don't want to mess up, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to clown myself. But it's really, really good, and it's like a old age. I actually found it when I was in South Carolina. I got introduced to it. It was really, really good.
We'll Google it off air and come back like we knew all along.
Right. I'm going to just ask Google, like, can you translate this word for me? Like, explain this word for me. And then I'll say it.
Perfect.
Word.
So we're going to play some records. We're going to bring these guys on. We're going to pick up where we left off last week. If you remember, you were asking about Oompa.
Yes.
I have a single clean record.
Yes.
I do have 2020.
Yes.
Off the album.
Okay. Cleo. Do you have a favorite yet? Because that was also to be continued as well.
Yes.
Which one?
So far. I haven't heard the album enough times.
Okay, I'm done.
But
we're done here. This is like the third week I've been hearing this. Mm-mm, not acceptable. You should have at least one.
It's the Step song. I don't want to say... Step My... I'm blessed. Like the last song on the album.
Okay.
What's it called? Let me...
I don't have the track list up, but I do have my top four. I'll tell you after you play the song.
Well, no. Let me look this up now that you've put me on the spot on the air. So far, my favorite song on the album is Order My Steps.
Okay.
It's the outro. It's where she says she's blessed and she shouts out. It was really moving to see it live, and that carried over into the album for me.
It's still very hard for a favorite.
I appreciate how she speaks for a lot of people who otherwise would likely not have a voice. And I think that really shines on that song right there.
Damn, that was a really good breakdown. Maybe I should let you listen to everything and then come back and tell me again.
Yeah, no, I do have, like...
That's why I don't say it, because I'm going to think about it. Well... I'll tell you my first, I have like, it's hard because I like the whole album. However, there are four in particular, and I'll give you two. So the first one is Cleo and Them.
Okay.
And Cookie. I really like Cookie.
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. Like, and G'day's on it. Oh, just fire. Oh. Okay. All right, play the song.
This is 2020. Oompa, Cleo, out now. LFOD Radio.
All platforms.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Used to be this, I focused on what was near me. Now I got my game right, everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view, everything 2020. Used to be this, I focused on what was near me. I got my game right, everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. Ain't looking in my rear view, everything 2020. All the politics, stuck on who was talking this. I just gave out so much love, I swear that pain was torturous. Had a few that sat me down, saying, Oompa, get your head on straight. If you think you great, then good. Let them tell it, then you ain't. Everybody wants an end, they just want it to be them. Jealousy's a human trait, you don't have to go defend. That's a battle you can't win. When you war with yourself, it'll beat you down so bad your enemies won't need no help, huh? Focus on trying to love you, and not get drained like the sinner street do. Study the greats, be better than them, and when that's not cunning, you know what to do. You living your life for somebody else, you'll never be satisfied because it ain't true. You know that better than most, don't come out yourself and nary and that nigga. Used to be this, I focused on what was near me. Now I got my game right, everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view, everything 2020. Used to be this, I focused on what was near me. Now I got my game right, everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view, everything 2020.
got my game right, everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view, everything 2020. Used to be this, I focus on what was near me. Now I got my game right, everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view, everything 2020.
DIY, but I don't wanna be redundant. Don't wanna be a pundit, overeat and die like pundit. I don't need my cup to runneth. Cavort with my fork and knife, my combat blunted. I don't want it. I don't want to diddy bop, get shot like Big and Pop, shoot up like Iggy Pop. Stop. I'm getting kinda personal. I'm feeling kinda vulnerable. I dig into my arsenal. I used to watch the Johnny Carson show. He tried to play Richard Pryor. I spit that fire, get that tire flow out of here. I said, you're finished, now you're rushing like Vladimir. And you talk a lot of business, but I don't care. I don't care about your under or your outerwear. I could care about your Cavalier software. I don't care if skinny jeans make rabbit ears. So when you're walking with your head up in the stratosphere, just keep in mind, got peace of mind, baby. I don't care. Yeah.
No me importa. No importante, no me importa. No importante, no me importa, porta, no importante.
I don't care.
I'm about to bow out honorably, y'all. It appears they found a shortcut to Carnegie Hall. Content is the new cotton, drama be the new sugar. Vaping is the new tobacco, hating why was it to ya? Okay, Google, okay, computer. The digital mirror on the wall, find the mirror ball. Whatever it reflects is not clear at all. I don't care at all, not like it's smeared at all. I heard that there's a wall with the likes of Pink Floyd is scrawled. Wasn't annoyed at all, I simply don't care. It's like a Dear John letter when we're together. I still wanna sing Yellow Lead better with Eddie Vedder. But hey, the rest is May. If they can sashay past May, I'm passe. I'd rather paint like Joni Mitchell than be phony with you. Is it I ain't or I can't? That's my only issue. Can you loan me tissue?
No importante. No me importa. No importante. No me importa. No importante. No me importa. Porta. No importante.
I couldn't care less. Or do I mean I could care less? When I was young, fresh, and impressed, I said I would bear breast. If the sun required it, if it was done in jest. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I was the hungriest. Like jackrabbits and cabbage patches, not your average rappers. Backpack, when unpacked, will leave you flabbergasted. Paid my dues, how about you? Would that be cash or plastic or Bitcoin? Just a little bit annoying. First they wanna own ya, then they wanna styrofoam ya, then they try to clone ya, fly you off to California. Maybe a rehab stint in Arizona or Tulsa. There's less vultures out in Oklahoma. Dirty, rotten scoundrel. Barracuda, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Peace to Scooter, keep them fade boys from around y'all. No downfall, sound boy, turn the sound off.
No me importa. No importante. No me importa. No importante. No me importa. No importante. No me importa. Porta. No importante.
I don't care.
Check it. Hey yo, I thought my people would come to to celebrate the album and rep where we from. It's just what I thought. They just talk that talk, but they don't walk the walk. Yo, cause I couldn't make it that night. My bad, I was tired, it was bit my eye. And I understand it was Monday, so understand when I look at you in some way. I smoke trees, eh? They write my own songs, watching Cheeks and Charm with a chick and a thongs. See, that's the type of shit I'm on. Come through like Shaggy, bang a song, I'm gone. Cut the check so I can start some tour. I got peeps in every town, touchdown, I'm scoring, man. It's that Wonder Twins music. Big up to everyone that been through it. Let's go. One love, peace, and freedom for all. Running laps on hot coals where I first learned to crawl. Sometimes I see more Judases than Peters and Pauls. And it got me standing tall between these Colosseum walls. Fierce as a lion face, while they're lying in my face. There's no escape, no use in trying the gates. Fight for your life, gladiator style. Gallantly galloping to Galilee. Haters gas the galaxies. A cat collapsing cavalries all the while. I never let up an inch and somehow gained a mile. The any given Sunday locker room speech should be the alarm clock for everybody. If I said it, I meant it. Don't edit the sentence. An adolescent dentist, the menace, lieutenant of finesse. I grew at least 10 inch and now I'm headed for the Guinness Book of Records. For Guinness, drinking and spitting, making it head spinning. Stop blinking, I keep it real. It's the realest, so never doubt. Old school, watching Friday in my house. Maybe that's the reason I got 3 J's in my mouth. And a heavy dose of music playing loud. I breathe deep, exhaling clouds. Cumulonimbus breath. Chatham, the sun in the flesh. King, stay blessed. Prince's got next. My crew's on some uncle-ish. Give advice to the youngest. We're not in it for the wit of it. We're in it for longevity. Till life's a stuck in it. But life is what I'm in, so I guess I'm just stuck in it. Trying to survive through his 36 chambers. Danger ahead where best friends become strangers. Led to a path of the lead while I'm on my goldish. And you know this, man. And I still got dreams of Jeeps, Lex, Coupes, Beamers, and Benzes. Chatham, the sun, Mr. Cheek, Static Selector. Let's get this.
I know I have vision. Everybody looking at me like I'm tripping. Everybody looking at me like I'm slipping. How can't you see me focused to change my position? Never wanted to be Jordan, I'd rather be Pippin. Low key with a winning tradition. Cuz got a couple Benzes, couple expeditions. He hit my jack, we skipping town and we getting missing. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss him. But life get hard and I only go harder. Immune to the pain in the mirror is a monster. Look around, see conjure. Make the wrong move and you're a goner. The world's gonna be on ya. Wildcats, but catch me on point like bass. Mostly gon' spaz, mostly gon' crash. You doubt me, I laugh. My hands in the dirt, creating my path.
A lot of moan. Every time I come up, they talk about what I don't do. I hear a lot of rumors, but everybody talk, and I ain't got nothing to prove. I hear you, you talking, but you can never walk in my shoes. I never had nothing to lose. I'm steady, I ain't making these moves. I got nothing to prove.
Everybody think they real, but we know they ain't. Talking all that good when they ain't from the paint. My auntie mama would say that I was a saint. And my dogs around the way, they ain't gon' say a thing. We just milly like that. Me against your crew, put a billy on that. I'm just trying to bring you back. Cause we been starving, no time to think. Made me wanna make a dollar every time I blink. Real getting to it every time we link. And we been away, watch another sink. You know most of these are just in and outs. I'm consistent with my, I survive the drugs. Work the hardest, so I deserve the most.
Ain't slacked a minute, I deserve the coast. But we always good, turning L's into wins as we always
should. I did a lot of mo. Every time I come up, they talking about what I don't do. I hear a lot of rumors, but everybody talk, and I ain't got nothing to prove. I hear you, you talking, but you can never walk in my shoes. I never had nothing to lose. I'm steady, I ain't making these moves. I got nothing to prove.
You know what I mean? Smash Rock Wellington. Yo, we never miss. Intelligent fellas with elegance, embellishing every element. We hella lit, developing tech, respect, rap, teleconnect, connect, divine bloodline, you better expect the best. African king, sacred artist who rock parties while harvesting audio waves to make you shake your body while you're in the audience. Alpha male, showing dominance while the fool fails to employ common sense. I've been rhyming since you were sucking on your mama's tits. I'm convinced that I'm the shits, but I'm more concerned with the prominence of the modern prince. Shine light from galaxies away, I kill lies, known to put the fallacies away. Fatality, if you wanna challenge me today, and the homegirl screaming out, that'd be the day.
Native staff. Native staff. One time for the natives. Tapped in. One time for the natives. Tapped in. Native staff. Native staff. You dig? One time for the natives. Tapped in. One time for the natives.
Compton, born and raised, I'm E3. Third son of a legend named Easy. Back in the 90s, riding with pops, you seen me, mister. Only if you want it on TV. I don't brag or boast, but I'm cocky or well. Busted out the bubble, say I'm fresh out the shell. I had it hard, this life's tough, we done all seen hell. Down here trying to succeed, we gotta prevail. Say these streets are cold, some go through poverty. Grandma hit the stove, trying to hit off the lottery. Another person getting beat down by the cops. Down the block, then fires off a few shots. Another innocent soul dead in the streets. We gotta get better, cause they breaking us down. See, take us for clowns. Nah, we ain't having it, please. Can't spin us for a loop 360 degrees.
Native staff. Native staff. One time for the natives. Tapped in. One time for the natives. Tapped in. Native staff. Native staff. You dig? One time for the natives. One time for the natives.
It's so natural to project problems, although reflected to solve them. Yes. Selective recollections arise, so I can test myself. What's the real question? Do what's familiar, then consider. If it's not one thing, it's another. Hip-hop for equality is a must. Indigenous people need justice. Like, you tough guys need fungus to write higher than the Wright brothers. Human rights records winning all awards.
Thank you.
Little did they know their failures are made major lessons for the next seven generations. Shit talkers really talking shit about themselves. Like two walkie-talkies, one on each ear.
Native staff. Native staff. One time for the natives. Tapped in. One time for the natives. Tapped in. Native staff. Native staff. You dig? One time for the natives. One time for the natives.
found a chair. Wishing and praying I'd get a Game Boy. I'd be playing like you wouldn't understand, boy. All I heard was babies screaming and crying. Couldn't hear the deacon speaking, wishing these minutes flying. Only felt the need to pee when we would be praying deep in the silence, scared of demons and dying. But when I heard the music's acoustics, I get up, clapping the songs, rapping along. It's like I never woke up and didn't tap the alarm clock. Slept on the rock, dreaming happy I'm gone. But before I woke up, before falling asleep, I'd pray I wake out of the streets, being broke as fuck. I'd pray for weather, for the family staying together. Pray for health so the bully wouldn't take my sweater and pull it over my head to hurt me. I pray every day he'd wind up working for Burger King. I'd pray when it hurt and for the smile on my teeth. Pray for the first and the 15th. Just imagine all the slaves and all the narratives and how they would all just pray. It ain't comparative, they plowed and called it graves. It's so wild, just the power of the spiritual. It's all in the faith. Can you hear it, dude? For me, the miracles are lyrical songs written in braille, so you feel in a song, bringing me hope through the hail and the storm. And I'ma give birth to these kicks like Dylan's mom.
For every day that I can't see my way through the absence of the sun, and after all I've done, it's like I've just begun. Before you throw it all away, remember to keep. Darkness of the slum, and after all I've done, it's like I just begun. Before you throw it all away, remember to keep the faith.
So that was something new, not the traditional LFOD radio record. That was Lee Wilson, Do You Love Me, with Eddie Play on the bass. Before that, we had Eddie Play with Keeping the Faith, The Lineage with Native Style, Aunt Thomas with Nothing to Prove, Chatham the Sun with Something for You and You featuring Mr. Cheeks, and Marcus Taylor, No Me Importa. Straight out of the submissions inbox. Shout out to him for getting that to us. And shout out to him for having his Instagram handle in his signature so we could very easily tag him with no difficulty. We have Chatham the Sun, Eddie Play, Aunt Thomas, and Bakari JB in the building now. What's happening, guys?
Yeah.
Don't be shy. Very don't be shy.
Champs good, is here. Bro.
We start shouting.
Exactly.
Now. Champs is here.
Champs is here.
Bakari decided not to play.
Yeah.
He was sick of losing to me.
He had a winning record for a while.
On top.
Hold on, I gotta get my shit right, my thing right real quick.
Oh, no, Chatham has a crown now.
Let's go. The birthday boy.
The birthday
champ. Happy birthday,
Happy
King.
Birthday, Chatham the Sun.
Top of the world.
Yo, can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, of course.
I always ask people on their birthday.
Oh, hey, you got the crown? Yeah. Okay.
Where you been?
Welcome to the room. I always ask people on their birthday what the past year taught them. Was there a lesson that stuck out to you?
It was a big lesson because my whole life I looked forward to my 33rd birthday because Jesus died at 33 vertebrae in your spine leading up to the mind. A third is 33.3 repeated perfectly, like all of this. So 33 has always been a very powerful number. So I had my 33rd, taught me a lot, taught me about, just the reality of things. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You feel like you have some clarity that you didn't have?
Yeah, like some relationships, friendships, this and that, and seeing, you having the understanding, see things, you know.
Could you
for
please?
What they are.
It's not me.
That was me. Sorry. So yeah, it was great.
That's what's up. Yeah. Shout out to Aunt Thomas filming that.
Yeah, I had to put that. He was dropping some gems just now. Appreciate that, big dog. Yeah.
Well, congrats, congrats, Chatham for sure.
You.
We're glad you're here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Get it. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you. It's your birthday.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, I was trying to ad-lib.
Happy birthday, champ.
Yeah, so, I was waiting for the beat to drop.
Oh, man, I should have had that for you.
Clapping is the beat.
So what we want to do today, besides celebrate, is want to give you all a chance to introduce yourselves, tell people what's up, what's going on, who you are, all that. So, Chatham, while we're talking to you, I know you've been performing. You just had a show Sunday night. You've been prepping some new music. Yep. Heard a few records. I'm pretty excited for that.
Thank you.
You just did the world famous 5th annual alumni cipher up here at LFOD Radio.
You said world famous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm showing people in China. That's
yeah, exactly. We have international talent coming through here. And then finally, I thought this was important. When we talked, you said you had been looking for something like Hoop Hop, and then it came across your radar, and you're like, this is perfect. This is what I wanted.
Yeah.
What was it like? Did it live up to it for you?
It was phenomenal. Like, so cool. Even before the games, just seeing like the kids grab the backpack and the smiles, and like that, like one little girl grabbed it and she like had the biggest smirk I've ever seen in my life, like running back. And yeah, it was just great event. Like, lived up to the hype completely. So I'd always kind of wanted to do something similar. I'm not the best organizer, and because of everything that goes into that.
Yeah.
But luckily somebody excels in that. So
yeah, it's definitely a talent of Bakari's, and bringing people together like that.
Sure.
I'm going to turn your mic off if you keep talking trash about yourself.
Yeah, it was awesome, though. Like, highly recommend it to everybody, whether you're playing or go check it out. Like, really good event.
It's definitely a fun spectator event too. It's not just for people that are playing. It's
you're
a lot
watching
of fun in the stands.
Your favorite rappers play ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I mean, I didn't play, so.
Right.
Somebody's favorite rapper was. Wow.
Some of your favorite rappers were just standing around, you know, and that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them, you know, just organized the whole tournament, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Give you your love, bro.
The little things.
You know?
Appreciate.
Amanda, you might need to take the mic from him.
Still didn't want to play, though.
Nah.
He's like Larry Bird.
You didn't want to catch that,
watch from above.
Right.
Yeah, I saw he had the custom jersey, though.
Yeah. Good times.
So, Bakari, while you have the microphone, how did it go for you? I mean, 6 years, what's that like?
You know what 6 years is like, bro.
People at home.
Yeah, because we operating on the same timeline, so you know how it is. Like, every year takes on a new kind of wave of its own. But this year was kind of cool because we move over, Amanda.
She's got him like all the way over there.
We added a couple things. So we did like a 3-point contest. We did a dunk contest, which I won. No, I just wanted to see Ann Thomas' face.
Like, right. Like, why you just telling stories?
Nah, because I wanted to see I wanted to see his face. And him particularly, he had the look of like, fam, no, absolutely not.
Messed or around and caught a triple double.
Right. So we had a 3-point contest, so that was really cool. And it was just a nice way to actually make some funds for the YMCA, as well as, like, you know, nice little cash prize for somebody. Actually, Garrett Merck won that. So shout out to him. He won the tournament and won the...
No teammate right there.
Did he win MVP?
Nah.
Zion. Shout out to Zion.
Shout out to Zion.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of like one of the coolest parts was, obviously we had an NBA player in the house. So big shout out to Bruce Brown Jr., who rolled through from the Detroit Pistons. So he is Dorchester born and bred, the Roxbury, Dorchester area. So, and then the mayor's out there again. So it's just like the growth shows. So even though, you know, it can be difficult at times, I still think it's worth it for the community at large. And as long as people are enjoying it, then we'll find a way to make it work and make a bill. Big shout out to LFOD and their contributions. It's huge.
We had a blast. I had a lot of fun at it. We're definitely gonna be, we were manning, Taz and I had a little LFOD reunion. We were
reunited.
Manning the red carpet, doing interviews, photos, all that. So
that
we'll be
fun.
Getting those out. Yeah, we had you saw the photos.
Pictures,
everyone's laughing
at
all
God.
Of them.
But even just the quality of like how like dope the pictures are. Like,
thank you.
And shout out to everybody that's a part of the event, the referees, the YMCA specifically, you know what I mean, the Roxbury Y, Cachet and Catherine, and you know, and then big shout out obviously to, you know, all the photographers on the night, videographers, DJs,
Duffy's
saw out
you.
Here. LaWanda was out here. And then, you know, Yemi, Brian, and then, you know, just everybody else, Lo-Fi Hip Hop Dot, Yeah, I mean, everybody that contributed.
All the DJs.
I needed all of that. Yeah. I needed all of that or else it can't happen. So, you know. And then big shout out to all the people that signed up and participated. We had a lot of people that did not sign up. But that just actually opened up new opportunity and allowed me to incorporate youth even more in the tournament. So that was really cool in its own way. So don't be late with the signups, everybody. I know y'all are always like, well, I know him. I could just message him. And when I'm like, if you ain't sign up, I'm sorry. There's nothing I could do. You know what I mean? Then I'm the bad guy for a little bit. But
space is definitely limited going forward, man.
Absolutely.
It's an attraction. Mm-hmm. It's an event. So congrats to you. I mean, we said, if you go back to the last episode, we said very nice things. It's on record.
All eyes.
We really, it's really cool what you can pull together and who you can pull together and how. But we want to give him a little bit more shine. Speaking of that, and everyone knows about Bakari JB, but we don't know anything about Eddie Play.
Mm. Yeah, what's good,
what
bro?
Up, what up?
This is what we need to learn about because...
Another chant.
And Amanda said we're going to do this on air, so we're going to do a little bit on air.
Oh.
We were looking at the, you know, at ePure Uncut on Instagram.
Yep.
On Twitter, it's all we had to go off.
What'd you find?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yes.
There's no evidence of any music or anything. And then you're playing bass on these tracks. You're a producer. You took us to church on that other one.
You said you sung the hook on the last track. Yeah.
So like, what's up,
what's
Eddie?
Good? What's your deal? For me... Okay, not to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. However, what I will say is when I hear about somebody, like the first thing that I do is like go on every single platform I can possibly go on and like look somebody up. I want to see like what your image is. I want to see like what kind of feeling I get from you. Mm-hmm. I want to see what kind of music you're into. I want to see your aesthetic of your page. Like I'm really one of those people that like study people and like you are hard. It's like... ghost mode.
She
it's
wants
like,
to be your fan.
Mr. I do. I like. Mr. I'm trying to follow you, but I'm trying to get the story. So is like that deliberate? Like, is that intentional or?
Yes. In grams, you have to measure to find the treasure, right? So it's not going to be on the surface.
Did you just drop a biggie line on me?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna look you in the face. It is deliberate. It's because I have this project that I'm like wrapping up. And so once I have that all, I'm working on the last track. Once I have that ready, then I'll have like a strictly artist page. But, you know, the page that you see now are just glimpses of like who I am, you know, what I'm involved with when I'm making music. I'll have like live stories. It's mostly like a copyright thing, you know, to
make sure that
I have that protected before I put it out. A lot of people can get trigger happy with that, but for me, it's really personal. So I've seen a lot of careers get demolished because of that, but then it's also like, you know, you also have to get your music out and put it out there so that people can appreciate it. So
you have something big coming.
Yeah. I'm working on an album right now called Out of Space. It's got 16 tracks.
Ooh, that's a nice length.
Yeah, and it's basically, it parallels music from the 70s and how it's progressed to now, soul music, R&B, hip-hop. It's like a blend of all these elements that have inspired me. And then, so I'm singing on it, rapping on it, play bass on a few tracks. But for me, you know, I grew up playing a lot of instruments, but it was more about the musicianship and like the presentation rather than just being a rapper or the artistry rather than just like hitting one angle. So,
damn, I wish I was getting that on my IG story. That was beautiful. And I appreciate the fact that you broke down even the fact that you said about copywriting, because that's something that a lot of artists like struggle with. I know for me, people are like, where can I find you? And I'm like, I don't have my stuff out because of that same reason. Yeah. How can I, you know, how can you avoid somebody else taking your stuff? You can't. So I respect that, because that takes a lot of patience. And it can be very like frustrating, because you're like, I want to do this stuff and I want people to hear it, but you know, you got to get that right first. So I appreciate you being so transparent with that.
Yeah. I mean, you see elements of it in music that's already been put out. I mean, they took 3 years to put together Thriller. Took 3 years for, they already had the music done for Bandana.
Three, my guy, three over here.
That's a lucky number, three. Baby. Mm-hmm. So, it took 3 years to to release Bandana too, so they had the music done and they were just working on the marketing and getting the packaging right. So it's all about the presentation and the execution. So I definitely consider that when I'm putting this together.
Yeah, I feel like once you have something out, there's a pressure to keep the momentum going. So you might as well make sure before you launch it, everything's lined up. Yeah. So that's good. I'm glad you don't have stuff out, because I was going to say you're making it real hard. Yeah, so I'm glad something's coming, and that's awesome. And now we know early.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, the Keeping the Faith joint, I did that 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but it still carries the same embodiment of the music that I want to present. So
that's what's up, man. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing this. And another key prep thing before you release an album.
Yeah.
I always recommend making clean versions.
Of course.
So the DJs can play it right away.
Exactly.
So, yo, thank you. It's funny because we take notes. So we have all sorts of stuff, and then we have just Eddie play. And then nothing. So that's awesome, man. I'm glad you had. I'm very excited for that. And I like what I've heard so far, too.
Thank you,
and congrats on a chip.
Appreciate it.
And
what up, though?
How many is this for you?
Number four, brother.
Man.
Number four.
Man.
They're
game planning around you.
They're going to have to call it the Aunt Thomas chip.
Yes. Aunt Thomas Memorial.
Name the trophy after me, bro.
Aunt Thomas trophy.
Name the trophy after me, bro.
We got the.
They'll just call it the Ant.
He's going to be in the Hoop Hop Hall of Fame.
Yo, that's something, bro.
The Hoop Hop
Jersey
Hall.
In the rafters.
I respect it.
Triple H, the Hoop Hop Hall.
I respect it. Yo, you don't even know. That's a drop for one of my next songs. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Let me know if you need the audio. We'll slide that.
You might have to slide down audio. From that South Dirty. I'm a legend. In my hood, they might hang my jersey.
Yes. Yo, Ant Thomas gets the most out of Hoop Hop, I think.
He does, man. It's so crazy, like, just watching this whole thing, like, develop. I think it's so fire for me, because I remember just the connection of people, man. Like, I mean, me and Ant knew each other since, like, effectively, like, grade school almost. And then I remember seeing him again after we hadn't seen each other for a while with Chronic.
That's probably when I met him.
Yeah, it's probably like that's probably when like around the time that we met. So it's just like super dope to just kind of see just the evolution of everybody and just like the adults we've become. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I guess to tie it to Hoop Hop, I think it's like really cool how. And I guess this is the part that I like the most about Hoop Hop is how inclusive it can be for people walking different paths, but that still are in the community. Because, like, you got politicians that pop up there, you know what I mean? And it's like, cool, like, you're not necessarily balling.
There was a senator there.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like, yeah, like, you get, like all walks, you know what I mean? You got vendors, you got everything. So it's really just, it's fire because it's like all of us who have come up in whatever way that we came up and knew each other, and I meet new people every year, you know what I'm saying, at it. Like, I just think it's just really cool because then, like, even you get involved in a way where it's like you were around for the first one, like, you, like, literally helped me do a thing that made it able to work, and now it's like, yo, we can work LFOD in a way that's like, hey, you're, like, a part of what makes this whole thing flow.
Love it.
So this the whole movement itself is awesome, and just actually getting to watch people grow and knowing that that cycle is going to continue. There's going to be a 21-year-old kid that's, you know, linked up with a 38-year-old artist or whatever, and it's like, all right, cool, and there's going to be some gem that's passed or something that they can, you know, use to fuel them. So.
Yeah, man, this is definitely going to be going for a long time. Unfortunately, we don't have a long time left here, but...
Man, time flies.
Yeah. Right. For those of y'all that think we're doing Ant dirty here, Ant has been on frequently lately. If you want to learn more about what he's been up to, just scroll back a couple episodes, hit the alumni cipher. He's got new music coming.
Exactly.
We've been playing his new music. He's got new visuals out.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be an Ant Thomas winter.
Hey,
all
know
sorts
that.
Of things. So here's where I'm putting Bakari on the spot, though.
All right, let's do it.
So I got a pair of tickets to give away to Duce Palooza, and I was going to give them to the MVP.
Wow.
But I found out the MVP is a child. So,
big facts.
Who do you want to give a pair of tickets to go to Duce Palooza?
Me.
From the Mass Apparel team.
No. I think we should vote via social media.
Great engagement strategy. Wow. Love it.
Why you gotta say it?
Fine.
I like that.
Yes, so, vote via social media.
Who do the fans think deserves the tickets?
The fans?
The Mass Apparel Hoopa fans.
No, I think you should just put it out there to socials. And I think, personally, I think two things. One, if I'm casting my vote, I mean, it's Chatham's birthday, so I'm going to probably cast my vote for Chatham just because it's
his
birthday.
What about in-game performance?
Oh. Damn.
Hey, that's exclusive.
Defense doesn't get a lot of stats,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, what you trying to say?
Like, he's got the wingspan. That's right. Like, no. Exactly. Happy birthday for sure. We're going to do something for Chatham as well, but...
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, that's where I'm saying, like, we could post this on a Hoop Hop page, we could post this on the LFOD page and just let the people decide, but I think it should be out of the three people that actually came up to the LFOD. That's personally what
Word.
I think. And let them decide.
Word. That's all right. Shout out to y'all.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Are we getting
how many tickets on it?
Well, I have four pairs to give away, but we're gonna give a pair to one of the winners of Hoop Hop. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the rest of
when
them
is it?
If y'all,
the date?
Next Friday. It's Fabulous, Static Selecta, Where's Nasty, Super Smash Brothers.
Next Friday have a date? This Friday?
September 6th.
Mm. Okay.
Next week.
We'll talk off air about part.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
People are like going through their calendars.
Available. Vote for me.
If you wanna win those too, we're gonna be giving away a few more pairs. So at LFOD Radio on everything, _ on Twitter. Stay tuned. We got more tickets coming as well, but we're going to start with Deuce Palooza. Yo, thank y'all for coming out. Shout out to the rest of the squad on Mass Apparel as well, though. So in addition to Ant Thomas, Eddie Play, Cham the Sun, there was also Merc, Boss City, Nancia, Jay Hunt, Frank Vocals. Mm-hmm. I know Nancia just had her album release party. Jay Hunt gets busy as a photographer, videographer, etc. Frank Vocals, R&B singer. Boss City's got a new record out called Steph Curry. Merc is prepping for a new album. He's got a listening party this weekend. And lots happening on Team Mass Apparel. So
shout out to Lotus, who ran up and was like, yo, which one is Merc? And then was like, yo, bro, you make such dope music. But he had no idea what he looked like. So like running up to me like, oh, who is he? I'm like the dude with Merc on his jersey. Yeah. But that's the type of environment the Hoop Hop fosters. You can find an artist that you didn't even know what they look like, but you've been listening to their music maybe and you like them. So
kind of get to meet him in real life.
Right. Kind of fire.
Yeah,
I love the connections, man. There's, like you said, so many people that normally wouldn't get a chance to interact, and they got to just ball together and not, I mean,
have to be an artist.
It wasn't like in a nightclub at 2 a.m. yelling at each other over a speaker. Bro!